What's up, guys? Welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise podcast. This is Trevor Fenner, your host, and today I'm going to talk about credit cards. So if you're just doing dropshipping and you are going to try to make some money, it's location independent, work from home, that's great and all. But one of the ways to really maximize the profit you can make from dropshipping is by using credit cards that get you points and cash back. So the reason why is because instead of purchasing products from, like, let's say a factory in China where you have to pay by, you know, like a wire transfer or something like that, or just cash, some form of cash. With drop shipping specifically, you can actually pay suppliers with credit cards usually, and it's ideal because, so if like something goes wrong, of course, then you have more protection with a credit card. And also, you know, with credit cards, it just kind of makes it better for managing your finances and managing your cash flow, especially when, you know, your cash flow deficient. Let's say like you have a ton of back orders or something like that, and they should all ship out at once. That can cause a really big strain on your cash flow and your checking account. So it's better to have a credit card set up that can take, those purchases right away and handle that, and then you can pay it off over time. So anyway, I'm just going to go over kind of like my credit card setup, and you can kind of get some ideas from here. And then if you guys are interested in signing up for any of these credit cards, I have some referral links that'll get you better sign-up bonuses than the other links that you'll find online. So if you go to ecommerceparadise.com/creditcards, then you'll find the blog link, and it lists all these different credit cards that I have and referral links for and that I recommend. So let's go over it. So when it comes to credit cards, there's a bunch of different banks that offer them. But the main banks are Chase, American Express, and Capital One. Those are the main three that I use. There's other ones as well, but those are kind of just the main three that have the best credit cards usually. And I'm going to start with Chase first, because Chase is kind of the go-to for most businesses. It is the biggest bank in the U.S., and they are the most solid, and they also have the best online portal. I also like the American Express portal, but I think Chase is just cleaner and easier to use. Chase is pretty much the best to go with, so that's really where I always suggest people start, is with Chase Bank. And it's really easy to set up with them. You just have to go into a branch. If you don't already have a checking account, I would recommend setting up a checking, business checking, and all that, so that they have you in file. And then when you apply for a credit card, it's usually pretty easy to get signed up. Now, the baseline credit card that you should get for your business is the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card. It comes with a 1.5x points per dollar spent, and it has zero annual fee. So it's a really good card to start with, and usually it'll give you a pretty high credit line as well. And so you can put, you know, a lot of your purchases on there, and then all those ultimate reward points, you can transfer them to airline partners. And that's kind of the key here to making the most out of your points. So a lot of people don't know that. They just get points and they think they have to use a travel portal or something like that. The key to making the most out of your points is actually using them with airline reward programs. And there's some tools out there to find out which ones are best for the flights you want to take. There's a website called point.me, and there's one called awardhacker.com. And if you go to these websites, you can actually see which award program works best for the route that you want to take, and then you go and check their portal and see how many points it takes. And usually when you go that route, you'll get somewhere between like 3 up to like, I don't know, sometimes 5x or more redemption value on your points. So instead of your points just being worth, you know, the same like 1 cent per point, they'll be worth like up to like 2, 3, maybe 5 cents per point. And so you're turning that 1.5 into like, I don't know, sometimes up to 5% or 6% cash back when you use it towards travel using an airline reward program. And of course, they're actually best used for long haul and business class and or first class flights. So there's some really, really cool luxury travel stuff you can take advantage of. And if you don't necessarily need the cash back to pad your profits on your business, it's actually better to do that, because then the IRS cannot tax it either. Now, see, if you take cash back and you apply it directly to your checking account, the IRS will see that and they'll be able to tax it, because it's actually cash arriving in your checking account. However, if you use it to purchase travel via airline programs, reward programs, hotels, even like their travel portal and stuff, it never lands in your checking account, and so you'll never get taxed on those points. Okay, so it's one of the best ways to get the most value out of those points and use them. All right, so not everybody does a ton of cost of goods sold, and some people have to pay for their, you know, products that they buy with cash, and for other reasons, maybe the Inc. Business Unlimited just doesn't make sense. There's another card by Chase that really does make sense for most e-commerce businesses, and that's the Inc. Business Preferred, and it has a 3x UR point per dollar spent, specifically on one category that makes a lot of sense usually, and that's advertising. It also gets it for shipping. So if you have to pay for shipping, then that makes sense too. But advertising, that's online marketing like Google Ads, Facebook Ads, Bing Ads, any kind of online advertising works, as well as other advertising programs as well. So the Ink Business Preferred is a really good card. And if you have like a ton of ad spend and you only have so much credit limit on a card, you can actually set up multiple LLCs and get multiple Ink Business Preferred cards that way as well. So those are the main two that I recommend, and I definitely have referral links in my blog article, so go check out ecommerceparadise.com/creditcards and you'll find those. And those give you some sign-up bonuses, and that's one of the keys to getting a lot of good points right away, is getting these sign-up bonuses. When you apply for the card and get approved, you get maybe like 50 to 100,000 points, and then boom, you can transfer those and use those for like a long-haul business class flight from the U.S. to Bali or something like that, and then come hang out and have some bintangs with me. All right, cool. So those are the two main Chase business cards. And then there's some really good cards that Chase has that are personal cards that you can use to also take advantage. The main one that I've had for a long time is the Freedom Unlimited. And that's very much like the business Ink Business Unlimited in that it gets 1.5x points on all products. However, it does have also 3x points on dining and drug stores and a $0 annual fee. The only problem with this one is that it does have a foreign transaction fee, so if you use it outside of the country, you'll be charged on that, so I do not use it outside of the country. I kind of use it as like a backup cost of goods sold card, because you can always put business spend on a personal credit card, but you should not be putting personal spend on a business credit card. Let's see, so the other thing I use, the other card I have, is the Chase Sapphire Reserve, and the reason why is because it is an excellent travel card. Not only does it get 3x points on all the dining restaurants and stuff like that, even bars, it also gets 3x points on travel, like hotels or any kind of travel purchases. So it's just a great overall card. You'll get 3x points on pretty much all your dining and travel, so you don't have to switch around cards. And the benefits of this one are that it has a 1.5x points redemption bonus when you use the Chase Travel Portal. And I just found this out recently, actually, that if you book a hotel through the Chase Travel Portal using your Chase Sapphire Reserve credit card, they'll give you 10x points on those purchases. So if you have a stay somewhere, you have to pay like $1,000 or $2,000 or something like that, and you put it on that Chase card, you can get 10x points. So that $1,000 purchase turns into 10,000 points or 20,000 points, that kind of thing. So it's definitely interesting to think about it, because like if you don't have hotel points at that particular time, or maybe your hotel points you do have don't work for the place that you want to go to, or whatever reason it is, maybe and points, of course, and the UR points always go further if you use them towards airlines and long haul business class as opposed to using them for hotels and the travel portal. So it kind of makes sense if your business can afford it, because you can write off travel to your business. To purchase hotel rooms using a Chase Sapphire Reserve card and get the 10x points on those hotel purchases, and then use those towards long-haul business class flights. Because if you take 10x points and then you multiply it by like 3 to 5, you're really getting like a 30% on average, cash back on your hotel purchases when you use them towards long-haul business class flights on airline point reward programs. So when you think about it that way, that's a great idea, great way to go. Let me think. It does come with a $550 annual fee, but it does have some other great perks, like it gets a priority pass, and not just any priority pass. It gets the one where you can actually go into restaurants in certain airports and get food, which is really cool. It goes kind of beyond just like the lounges, but and that came in handy a lot during the pandemic when a lot of lounges were closed. But it still is handy. It's free food. Can't deny free food. So I recommend that card, and I do have a reward, a referral link for that as well. There's another group of Chase cards that I really like. They have a bunch of personal cards for hotels. They have the IHG cards, and they have the Hyatt cards, and they have the Marriott cards. And each of these cards come with free annual night stays and low annual fees and high points, and they're great for personal spend. So definitely recommend getting those cards and looking into them. Chase has a great suite of cards in general. So definitely look at those. But let's get into Amex now, because Amex is the second bank that I really want to talk about. That's really, really good. I like their service is amazing. They have a great online portal. They have a ton of different cards that are just awesome. And you can get multiple cards under the same LLC. And they also have two different types of cards. They have credit cards and charge cards. The charge cards are like the platinums and the golds and the greens. And the credit cards are like the, you know, Blue Business Plus, Blue Business Cash, Hilton, Marriott, Delta. They have a bunch of different credit card series with Amex. But I'll tell you the main ones that I have and why I have them, and then kind of go from there. And I have a bunch of Amex cards because they are so generous with their sign-up bonuses and allowing you to sign up for multiple cards. So if you have an e-commerce business and you have a ton of spend, either cost of goods sold and or ad spend, and or like software and apps and things like that, they have different card series for each thing, and also cards that you might want to get just for backup if you have a ton of revenue every month. So let's go over them. The first one that I recommend getting is the Business Platinum, because it's just sort of like a go-to card, and now it's actually pretty well worth it because they have a lot of different things and it's actually pretty easy to be profitable on it. The annual fee is really high, $695, but now you can get 1.5x points on all these different like software and electronic goods retailers categories. So it's actually worth it to use for certain categories. But the main thing is you get $200 for an airline fee credit, and there's hacks to make use of that without having to actually buy, like, you know, just like pay for your bags or something like that. And I'll get into that maybe a little bit later. But they, as a $200 airline fee credit, you can make use of. There's a $400 Dell.com credit that I make use of every year. And let's see here, there's a $150 Adobe credit, $120 wireless credit, there is a $189 clear credit, I think it changed to $189 now. comes with a Priority Pass membership, a TSA PreCheck or Global Entry credit, Centurion Lounge access. It comes with a bunch of stuff. So the Business Platinum is definitely one you should get. Do not upgrade a card to the Business Platinum. Get it separately and get the sign-up bonus, because usually this comes with a really high sign-up bonus, and check my blog article for those. So the Business Platinum's cool. Definitely have that. Next one I recommend doing getting for sure is the American Express Business Gold Card, because that one has a 4x points on ad spend and shipping. But it's only up to $150,000 in ad spend per year, which if it's a small business, that's all you need. But if you have a bigger business doing like $5, $10 million in revenue a year, you're probably doing upwards of like, you know, 10% of that in ad spend, right? So, you know, $500,000 to $1 million in ads each year, you're gonna need multiple business gold cards, which is what I ended up getting during the pandemic, because I was doing that much revenue. And so, yeah, getting 4x points on ads is amazing. So each card you get can get, you know, $600,000 or 600,000 points, which is, you know, $6,000. And then if you multiply that by like three, which is what you'd get if you transfer to an airline program and use it towards long-haul business class flight, you're getting almost $20,000 worth of business class flights just for one credit card. And it only has a $295 annual fee. So it's well worth it just for accumulating those points, if you do accumulate those points and spend those that much money on ads. But I definitely recommend getting that one. And their Blue Business Plus is the next one I recommend getting. It's only up to $50,000 spend per year, but you get 2x points, which is great. So it's, you know, 100,000 points in a year, and you can kind of just use it up and then forget about it the rest of the year. They have a Blue Business Cash, but it's 2% cash back, so obviously you can't transfer those. It's not points, you can't transfer them, so it's just cash back. So you're talking $1,000 cash back after $50,000 in spend, which is still not too shabby. And let's see what else. Okay, had a little bit of an unexpected interruption there. My cat just got back from the vet, so I had to run out and get her. But let's see, let's get back into it. The next credit cards that I use that Amex offers are personal and business, and they are Hilton and Marriott cards, because they have some really good Hilton and Marriott cards over there at Amex. So for business, they have a Hilton Honors business card, and it really only makes sense to get this one if you do a lot of spend every year, because this card specifically offers a free night reward after $15,000 in spend and an additional night reward after $45,000 in spend. These night rewards are really useful and really valuable. Some of the hotels that you can use them at value up to, you know, $1,000 or more in value for each night. So like, for instance, they have a there is a Hilton in the Maldives. It's a brand new Hilton Amangiri Resort is what it's called. And I stayed there last year, and it's amazing. It's really nice. I highly recommend it. But the normal value of these rooms is like $1,000 a night or $1,500 a night or something like that. I used 4 free night rewards there. And yeah, it was a great stay, and definitely highly recommend it. So $1,500 a night, that's $6,000 in value. keep in mind, in the Maldives, everything is insanely expensive. So I would recommend probably going there and spending a night in the city first, and then going to your resort the next day, because it's really useful to like stock up on groceries and stuff like that, because every single meal you'll get at a restaurant is like $100, $50 to $100 a piece. So it's kind of good, like if you don't want to spend so much money, you can just basically, you'll get breakfast for free, and then you can just eat your own groceries for lunch each day, and then you go out for dinner. You'll end up saving like, I don't know, let's see, four days times like $100 each, let's just say, that's $400. I mean, it's not a whole lot, and when you're going to the Maldives, but I mean, when you are like thinking about it, saving $500 is $500, so yeah. Anyways, let's get back into it. So Marriott also, Hilton. So Hilton Business, that's the Hilton Business. Hilton also has a personal card called the Aspire, which is really neat. And the Aspire card comes with a bunch of stuff. Now it's a bit of an annual fee increase. The Hilton Business is only a $95 annual fee, but the Hilton Aspire is $450. The cool thing about the Hilton Aspire though, is it comes with a free annual night stay included. So boom, you got one right there. That's worth like $1,500. You know, so right there, you're already profiting on the annual fee. But you also have, additional to that, you have a $250 airline fee credit, which just like the business platinums, can be used towards United. That's kind of the hack, is to buy United travel cash at $50 a pop. And they'll think it's like you're paying for a bag or something. And then you can stock up on United travel cash and use it later. But you'll also get complimentary diamond status, which includes lounge access and a lot of other stuff, which is really cool. And some of the lounges at these Hiltons are amazing. They have alcohol and it's free flow, and so it's really worth it. Let's see, what else? A $200 Hilton resort credit and $100 credit at Waldorf or Conrad, and a priority pass. So it's a lot of value with that one for a $450 annual fee, which is well worth it. So I highly recommend getting that, the Hilton Honor the Aspire card. And then what else? Let's keep, we have two Marriott cards. There's a Marriott Business and a Marriott Personal. The Marriott Business is pretty good card, a free annual night reward, 35,000 points, you know, so it's not that crazy, but still pretty cool. And then an additional free night at 40,000 in spend, and 2x points on everything, and $125 annual fee. So I think it's worth it, and I get it. If you're going to put spend on it, you're going to get those reward nights, it's already worth it, so that's pretty cool. And then they have a Marriott Bonvoy Brilliant. The cool thing about the Brilliant card, even though it has a high annual fee, it comes with their elite you know, status for free, which will get you lounge access and upgrades and all that cool stuff. So that's worth it alone. And then you get free night award every year, 85,000 points, which is what, you know, worth as much as their annual fee is, pretty much. And then beyond that, you get a $300 annual dining credit, which you have to use at $25 a month. And then a priority pass, $100 credit at St. Regis and Ritz, 2x points on everything. So it's pretty cool. It's a good card. I got it just to have the status and the free annual free night. Let's see. There's other personal ones by Amex. The Schwab Platinum I have, which isn't really that useful, but you can profit on it. So it is what it is. They also have just their normal platinum. They call it the vanilla platinum or whatever. They have, you know, special designs. But the platinum card, you know, it's a $695 annual fee. And, you know, it comes with a bunch of stuff that if you use all the credits, then you'll be able to profit. $200 airline fee credit, $240 digital thing credit, which I use for Audible. $120 Walmart Plus membership credit, $200 Uber credit, $100 Saks credit. Clear credit, priority pass, Centurion lounge access, blah, blah, blah. So it's pretty cool. Platinum card is nice to have. Let's see. The gold card is cool. It's 4x points on dining and U.S. supermarkets. So, you know, whatever. $120 dining credits, which I use for wine.com. Send my sister some wine every month because she lives in Seattle. Can't really use it out here in Bali, obviously. And $120 in Uber Eats credits, which I buy her food as well. So $250 annual fee, and that pretty much pays for that, the credits, and then you get 4x points on dining. So if you can make use of the credits, it's worth it. The green card is kind of similar. It's $150 annual fee. It comes with a $100 Lounge Buddy statement credit and 3x points on travel, transit, and ride share. So I use my green card to buy like a food with the Grab app. And so if I order like lunch almost every day with Grab so I can work from home. And it adds up to a lot. It's like $1,000 a month just in food that I spent. So, but you know, $12,000 a year, and then times three is 36,000 points, and multiplied by three, we're looking at almost $1,000 worth of travel when you know booking with long haul business class for a $150 annual fee. So just the points alone can be worth it if you spend a lot on it. Yeah, so there's that. So that's pretty much what Amex has. They also have the Plum card, which is good for backup. It's 1.5% cash back, you know, $250 annual fee. So if you need like a backup card for, you know, cost of goods sold for anything, it's 1.5% cash. It's pretty worth it. Plum is just good to have on hand. The one thing that sucks with dropshipping is like you get so many orders and you scale super fast, and all of a sudden all your cards are maxed out. Your supplier can't charge your card. So your only two choices are to, well, three choices. You could try to get a higher limit on your cards, which may or may not work. You can try to get new cards or more cards. And you can try to get a some sort of a credit with your supplier directly, which may work as well, not bad, but you're not going to need points doing that. So I always think it's better to get credit cards that give you point rewards and cash rewards, because with high-ticket dropshipping, and especially running that kind of revenue, 5 to 10 million a year, you can really, really work up a lot of travel points and cash back and all that. And if your business is profitable and you can just use them, then boom, you can do like a huge company trip at the end of the year or something like that, or just like great luxury trips throughout the year, you know. It's pretty amazing what you can do with credit cards. The last one I want to talk about is Capital One, because Capital One is one of the best, in my opinion, because they give you just straight up the best overall rewards. They don't have all the extras that Amex and Chase have, but you know they do have a card that gives you 2% cash back on everything, and a card that gives you 2x miles on everything, and it's unlimited. There's no limit. So unlike Chase, where you get only 1.5 unlimited, you get 2x miles unlimited with the Spark Miles card. So I recommend Spark Miles. First and foremost, because the miles are transferable. So when you take 2x miles and you transfer them to Singapore and you want to fly Seattle to Singapore, you know, you're going to get 3x on the redemption value. So I'm really getting about 6% cash back when I'm spending, you know, cost of goods sold on my Spark Miles card. So that's really, really cool, and I'm not going to get that kind of deal with anything else. And Spark Cash gives you straight up 2% cash back on everything. So after, you know, $100,000 spent on that card, you get $2,000 cash back, which is really nice to add to your profit margin. And again, like you're gonna get taxed on that, but I mean, obviously profit is profit, so it's a good thing, right? So Capital One is just really straightforward and clean and clear, $95 annual fees on each of those cards, so it's not that bad, and it can be well worth it. I have some other cards too, but they're in other programs and they just don't really make sense, and I don't use them for business. They're just like little cards here and there. There's a lot of different cards that offer like 3% on certain categories, and you know, a certain hotel reward cards that I use, and you know, it's nice to have, but it's something I really feel like I should talk about with dropshipping. So that's pretty much the credit card breakdown for dropshipping. For checking accounts, I'd recommend Chase. Overall, they're just the best. You know, I've been using Wells Fargo for a while. They're all right. They're not that great. Amex also has a checking account that is notable because it offers you, I think it's like 1.1% or something like that, annual interest. So, you know, if you have $100,000 sitting in your credit card or in your checking account, then you'll get, you know, an extra $100 a month or something like that. Just an interest and free money, basically. So it's not the best way to make money with your cash. But, you know, if you're just having cash sit around for a while, then it is not a bad idea. There's some drawbacks of using the Amex. Like, they're kind of new, so they don't link with QuickBooks Online. And, you know, it's kind of a, I don't know, they don't, you have to click around. Their online portal's not that great. So I think they're working on it. They're trying to improve. But that is an option. So definitely check that out. And yeah, again, you guys want to use my referral links to get the best sign-up bonuses on all these cards, check out the blog article at ecommerceparadise.com/creditcards. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Take care.